Very graphic testimony provided this morning by the council assisting the coronial inquest into the Lindt Cafe siege. Now, unfortunately, reference is made to the name of the gunman. There's not too much we can do about this. But for the first time, we've heard details on how Tory Johnson, who was the cafe manager, actually died. And it is absolutely extraordinary as we go through all of this. I'll play you part of what Jeremy Gormley, SC, has told the inquiry this morning in relation to what happened with the deranged gunman and Tory Johnson.
No shot fired by Mr. Monis other than the one that killed Mr. Tory Johnson struck anyone, although he appears to have been trying to do so. Apart from the five rounds he discharged, Mr. Monis was later found to have had 21 other shotgun cartridges of various brands and shot size in his pockets. Despite firing five rounds from his shotgun, Mr. Monis had two rounds in the three-round magazine of his shotgun. He must, at some earlier stage prior to entry, have reloaded to keep the magazine and chamber full. After his death, the breech of his shotgun was found to be open. It seems he was trying to re-engage another round when he was shot. I turn now to the shooting by Mr. Monis of Mr. Tory Johnson. But Mr. Johnson was made by Mr. Monis to kneel on the floor of the cafe. After a short lapse of time, Mr. Monis simply shot him without further notice or warning in the back of the head. The end of the barrel was about 75 centimetres from Mr. Johnson's head at the moment of discharge. Mr. Johnson is believed to have died immediately. The shot was witnessed by a police marksman who called it in. That resulted in an immediate order to force entry. Entry of the cafe occurred within seconds.
It is just shocking. That is chilling, absolutely chilling evidence there from Jeremy Gormley. This man effectively has been executed at point-blank range with a gunshot to the back of the head. I mean, really, in light, I know it's only a separate thing, but in light of what Fred Noel was saying, really, how does he feel now that he hears, when he said the only man who was in that cafe was the man with the gun, to imagine what we're hearing now? The so-called man was a coward. We knew that anyway, a deranged coward. But he's implored the man to kneel, and less than a metre from his head, he has stood without further warning and shot the man in the back of the head. Thankfully, he's dead, the gunman. And Jeremy Gormley has gone on to outline what happened after police became aware, as he says. A police marksman called in the fact that Tory Johnson had been killed, and that then prompted other police to storm into the cafe. Jeremy Gormley continues.
A total of 11 distractors were then thrown into the cafe. Distractors, or SF9s, often known as flashbangs, are items that make the noises of explosions like a gun and make sudden violent flashes of light. There were 9 flashes and bangs in each of the 11 SF9s thrown in, making a total of 99 sounds and flashes. They have the effect of stunning and distracting, but can also sound like there is a hail of bullets being fired from guns. In this case, there were 22 shots fired by 2 police officers who discharged weapons at Mr. Monis, and there were 2 cartridges discharged by Mr. Monis at the police. The distractors were immediately followed, of course, by the entry of the armed tactical response officers. Bullets and fragments of bullets hit Mr. Monis, who was, it seems, killed instantly. At least 2 bullet fragments hit Mr. Monis in the head, and 11 other police bullets or fragments hit him in the body. I turn now to Ms. Katrina Dawson. There's been public speculation about the cause of Ms. Dawson's death, and some information has already been provided. Ms. Dawson was struck by 6 fragments of a police bullet or bullets, which ricocheted from hard surfaces into her body. I'll not detail the damage done to Ms. Dawson other than to say that 1 fragment struck a major blood vessel. She lost consciousness quickly and died shortly afterwards.
Oh, dear. Absolutely terrible. For the first time getting an indication as to what went on in those frantic final few moments as Tory Johnson was killed and then police stormed in. Now, you just imagine this was all unfolding in the dark. And that volley of shots going back and forwards, as he says, he has other than the magazine, it would appear that when the gunman was shot dead, he was preparing to reload and fire more bullets. And you wouldn't have imagined how this could have played out.